Conservation groups and Native American tribes worked with state and local agencies to preserve an extraordinary patch of open space along the Jordan River. Their efforts are being honored Friday. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
Wendy Fisher is executive director of Utah Open Lands. For more than 15 years, she's been working on preserving more than 250 acres at the southern end of the Salt Lake Valley. Her group helped forge a conservation easement that's intended to protect this tranquil river valley from development forever. But Fisher recalls how lawmakers talked a few years ago about building a transit stop here, surrounded by homes and businesses.
To think that we could have lost that, that certainly would not really have benefited the quality of life in the way that this property does.
As one of Governor Gary Herbert's first official acts, he went ahead and signed the conservation easement in 2009. Wetlands, grasslands, and trees along the Jordan River are protected now, and people walk, run, bike, and ride their horses through it every day. The conservation easement also protects wildlife and the rubble from 3,000 years of Native American communities. Trent Bristol manages the Galena Socani Preserve for the Utah Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands.
One of the other really unique things about this piece of property is it brings together a number of different organizations. We've really been able to work closely with a lot of other agencies and organizations and develop some really good partnerships.
Daryl Donaldson and his wife have enjoyed the area for years, and they're happy its best features are safeguarded now.
There's a lot of places to walk, but there's the traffic and the noise, and down here the noise is the birds, and we see a lot of deer, so it's pristine almost and quiet.
The Utah Transit Authority plans a dedication Friday for the sundial it's constructed along the Jordan River Parkway Trail to honor Native American tribes with ties to the area. Judy Faze, KUER News.